This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 8th of January. Services became the first team to progress to the semi-finals of this season's Ranji Trophy, overcoming a Fourth Innings wobble to beat Uttar Pradesh by 5 wickets. Ankit Rajput had taken the first 5 service wickets to 4 with just 54 on the board, as they chased down 113 to win. However, Rajat Paliwal and Sumit Chatterjee both ended unbeaten and knocked off the rest of the runs. Siraj Yadav had early ended with 7 for 71, Uttar Pradesh all out for 241 in their second innings. Karnataka limited their first innings arrears against Saurashtra to 73. Manish Pandey was the man mostly responsible, with a sublime 177 off only 228 balls, as they all out for 396. Punjab finally dismissed Jharkhand for 401, and then closed on 150 for 1 in their reply. Even with the extra day for the knockout match, the game still looks destined for a draw, making first innings lead the all-important factor. Jawanjot Singh ensured that Punjab will fancy their chances tomorrow of making up the current 251-run deficit, ending day 3 on 77 not out. And Mumbai almost certain of a semi-final place, declaring on 645 for 9 in their first innings, then reducing Baroda to 167 for 5. Baroda's opening pair of Sourabh Walkaskar and Aditya Wagmodi started brightly with a 102-run opening stand, but it all went wrong in the final session of the day, as they lost 5 wickets for 48 runs. Karachi Blues ended day 2 against Silcot well on the way to a convincing win, one which will strengthen their position at the top of Group 1 in the Kaidi Azam Trophy. They bowled Silcot out for 125 after they themselves had earlier exceeded their first innings total of 354. Akbar Ur Rahman was Silcot's chief destroyer, taking 4 for 19. Silcot then stumped to 18 for 3 in their second innings after being asked to follow on, and still trailed by 212 runs. Elsewhere in Group 1, Lahore Rabi had the better of a shortened opening day against Quetta. They piled up 146 for 1 from 38.2 overs, with Abid Ali and Ikhlak Butt both ending the day undefeated with 49. And Mohammed Faiz closed on 67 not out as Peshawar reached stumps on 113 for 1 in the 26.3 overs that were bowled on day 1 against Multan. In Group 2, Rawalpindi closed day 2 just 89 runs ahead of Karachi Whites on 121 for 5 in their second innings. They had early limited Karachi's first innings lead to 32, mainly thanks to left-arm seamer Sadaf Hussain, only with figures of 6 for 52. Bahawalpa closed a truncated opening down 121 for 3 against Abbottabad. They had lost 3 relatively early wickets, but rallied thanks to an unbroken 4th wicket stand between Moeenuddin and captain Rehan Rahik. And Faisalabad could make only 93 for 3 in 47 overs against Lahore Shalimar. Izaz Cheam was the bowling star for Lahore, ending with figures of 3 for 34 from 16 overs.